Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Let's make a phone subject out of a clip that we heard in the newscast.
All right.
This is relating to a couple of kids bringing a prop gun to school yesterday.
A 15 and a 16-year-old that made a poor decision. And unfortunately, they're going to have to answer for it. We'll learn from this and we'll move on.
Okay. All right. Poor decisions we've made.
Yes.
The best one. Like, you know, like a top three. Right? So, AJ, you could start. Let's do this. So, Brian Regan's coming to Ridgefield Playhouse. We'll put you in the running for tickets. 1-877-764-2535. Poor decision. Go.
I would say bottle rockets on my ass is a good idea. 12 years we did that.
Yeah, so many people enjoyed it, though.
They did. The kids loved it. They did.
Why would you say that's a poor decision?
Because, well, let's see. I have scars on my ass. I have scars.
You have scars?
Yeah, there's marks, and there's also...
Like permanent scars.
Remember the second-degree burn I had on my back that killed a bit when I went on fire?
Oh.
Yeah, so...
That's right.
In a controlled atmosphere, not a bad idea.
Is that still there?
The big circle?
Yeah.
I can faintly see it, yeah.
All right.
I was going to get a tattoo around it.
With an arrow?
Yeah.
Bad decision, Ashley.
Well, sticking with the school theme, I once tried to kiss a boy in middle school that I really liked, and he hated me so much that he moved backwards on his chair that he fell over.
So you repelled men. Okay, that's good.
I regret that decision.
How old were you?
11, 12.
Wow.
Last week.
And this is before your parents put you in private school?
No, it was in the private school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, you were that kid.
Yep.
I liked him and I wanted to kiss him and he hated me so much he backed away on his chair so fast he fell over. Backwards.
It's like, get away.
Out the window.
On the floor.
Landed to his death.
His blood is pouring out of his head.
You heard that car alarm going off when you landed on.
Yeah, it's better than being kissed by Ashley, that's for sure.
Phil?
I totaled four cars.
Oh my God.
Those are bad decisions.
That was bad driving.
Right? All in high school.
This is bad driving.
That was, wow. Yeah.
One per year? Or?
You decided to drive.
Huh? It was like in 18-month period.
Wow.
Something like
wow.
That.
Wow. Totaled.
Totaled. Totaled.
Were you not paying attention or?
Some of it was just like young and inexperienced. Some of them I don't think were my fault, but four cars.
That damn tree jumped out in front of me.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah, when you drive across the lawn.
I wedged my first car between a giant tree and a rock wall.
Nice.
There was this really sharp turn in the road. My friend was supposed to go home. He didn't tell me that. So I get a call on my cell phone from his mother. Where is he? I'm like, oh, we'll be home. So we're racing home. It's like this time of year. It was like right before Christmas break. So I don't know. Ice on the road or something. But I was going really fast.
There was something on the road. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Could have been ice.
I ended up between a tree and a rock wall.
Everybody was okay. That was the best part.
Couldn't be me.
You could have been that story.
Oh, I was going very fast.
Yep. Yeah.
I was going very fast.
All right. I have so many, I'm going to have to pick one during the break. Siphoning gas when I was 6 years old. Forgot one important part. Take your mouth off the hose.
Oh.
Almost died.
Not a milkshake, no.
Vomited all over my neighbor's brand new car with white interior.
Oh.
Okay.
Oops.
Good.
Gasoline vomit smell. Yeah.
Showing up to a radio station to do the news high as F on the day the Pope died. Seemed funny when I was stoned out of my mind.
Right.
Not very funny on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different kind of smell.
And then third headline would be keeping the Charlie Face tapes.
Oh, yes.
These
playing
I disagree.
For us.
Have come back to haunt me.
Playing it for us was a bad decision.
Even last night.
Yep.
Because of some stupid bit we're doing, I had to send a clip to Ashley.
I loved it. I listened to it several times.
It's a bestseller.
It is.
My face gets red just thinking of it and listening to it last night. I'm like, wow. If I had any friends at that time, they would have stopped me.
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
Matthew in Southbury.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning
to you.
When I was 19, I had a little too many adult beverages and ended up thinking a tube of Trident toothpaste was astronaut food.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, but your fart was nice.
Thinking everything would be okay, but that absolutely wreaks absolute havoc on your digestive system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably smell like Febreze.
Apparently, it's really not good for you. So the next day, paying the price, I end up having to call poison control from the bathroom. And they said, if you see blood, go to the hospital. If you don't, you'll make it.
Right.
But it comes out looking like
if you see blue and red, if you see blue and red together with white, that's the toothpaste.
Yeah, the stripes.
Just squeeze your stomach for a little while.
That's great.
Good move.
All right. Thank you, brother. You're in the running for the ticket.
Definitely.
Poor. Call in a poor, one single, a poor decision you made. Amanda in Weston.
Hey.
Hey.
sorry. So back in high school, I think it was freshman or sophomore year, before a school dance, a bunch of us girls were at one of their houses, and we were pre-gaming on, like, Mike's Hard Lemonade, and we couldn't leave it there. So when her mom dropped us off in the parking lot for the school dance, I went and I had like a bag full of all of the empty bottles that right in front of the security guard, I started taking out one by one and putting in the garbage as he watched me just with his jaw dropped. Like, are you really doing this now in front of you? Yeah. So, that wasn't a good one.
Just I'm recycling. Right. I found these on the lawn elsewhere.
You know,
yeah,
this,
they just happened to be in my bag.
Right.
This mom that brought you there, she falls into one of the three categories of parents. One is they're totally oblivious.
Right.
You can walk in stoned, drunk, smell like you were dipped in alcohol. They still like, hi, honey, how was your night?
Yeah, not a clue.
The other mom or parent is the one that's like, all the kids can come over and party. This is the fun house.
The cool mom. Yeah.
Right. And then the third is you feel like you're walking into a police headquarters.
Right. They frisk as you're walking in. Yep.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Why are you walking right by me? Come over here.
Yeah, look at your eyes.
Come over here.
Oh, what? I don't know what I
what
would
is
do
a,
if I
had your eyes? You've been smoking weed?
No, they're always right, Ma. I fell in a pool. Chlorine.
Yeah, that's right. Mosquitoes in my eyes.
Right. The bus has a gas leak. Exhaust.
Yeah, really bad allergies.
Right. Bad
allergies. Allergies.
Right. I'm allergic to this house.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Amanda.
That's great.
Thanks.
You're on the running for the tickets. James and Stratford.
Hi. So when I was 21, I decided to buy a 2016 Camaro convertible, and literally less than a year later, driving home from work a little too fast, made a stupid decision to take a turn at 45 miles an hour in the rain.
Oops.
And I hit a Chinese restaurant called the Great Wall.
Wow. That's funny. You hit the Great Wall. That's awesome. If you're going to hit something,
right,
that was
one
too.
Window. So my father, when he gets there, he very concerned, goes, are you okay? I go, yeah, I'm okay, but I almost died. I'm kind of shooken up. His first words were, so you really wanted egg rolls that bad? my friends never let me live it down.
Yep.
Wow, that's a great year Camaro, too. What color was it?
Blue with white stripes, and since it was so new, they fixed it.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
Do you still have it?
I'm driving it to work right now.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Be careful driving.
Hey, hit a corner real hard right now.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
Not going to hit me twice.
All right, thank you, brother. You're in the running for the ticket.
Has he learned the lesson, I guess?
He hit the Great Wall. That's awesome. That's awesome.
The people in the restaurant, every time they see a blue and white Camaro, now they twitch.
They're running for the back door.
Yeah. All right, call in a bad decision you made. We've all made them. And we'll put you in the running for Brian Regan tickets coming to Ridgefield Playhouse. Dave in Naugatuck.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
So, about when I was 21, I was working at a bank, and, you know, just being a disgruntled 21-year-old, they were putting in a brand-new $50,000 ATM. They blew out the wall where the old one was, put a brand-new state-of-the-art one. It was going to be the next best thing. Well, the day after they put it in, I was standing back there counting some money, and I saw the fan right there that was cooling off the entire, you know, the inside of the ATM. So I was like, no, I bet you they didn't even pay for a good one. Cheap piece of crap. So I stuck a little pen in there, almost like a little kid would, so you could hear it go grrr on the fan blade.
Right, right.
Well, it broke the fan blade right off. And my boss was actually on vacation. When he came back, he heard it with a big, you know, big loud humming sound now that it was broken. He looked at me immediately and knew who did it.
That says a lot.
Yeah, I had told the lady who was my supervisor that I leaned, you know, leaned up against it, and something was going on, and it was just a mistake. And my boss happened to pull up the security footage and put a photo on the desk of me sticking the pen right in.
That's great.
Yeah. Yep. So that was a fun conversation.
It's like a Aaron Hernandez moment.
Yep.
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Nope.
There's a photo right here.
Joe on the island. We can't put you in the running for the tickets, but we'd love to hear your story. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's cool. How you doing?
Hey.
So anyway, I got a Daisy 760 BB gun for Christmas one year.
Awesome.
And I was told to use it for target practice only, except if there was a dog on the lawn, I was to shoot him in the ass if he was taking a crap.
The monkey cage's not liking you right now.
Yeah. Mm. Burr.
Oh, sorry, I said it.
That's okay.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I'm
so anyway,
if you lived in Connecticut and were eligible for the tickets, I could tell you that those two would vote against you.
Absolutely.
Well, listen to the rest of the story. Maybe it gets better.
Okay. I doubt it.
I'll try and do it quick.
Yeah.
I decided to, this dog was on the lawn. I put the gun between the fence and a bush. I couldn't even see the dog. And I pulled the trigger, and the dog started freaking out and yelping. I'm like, Jesus, this is only a BB gun. Anyway, it turned out I shot the dog in the eye.
Oh,
oh my God! What? Hang up on him!
It was an accident. The bad part was...
It's not an accident if you were shooting at it!
You could shoot, take your eye out, kid.
All right, I appreciate you calling in with the story. We always want people to do that.
It was a bad decision.
Did the dog regain vision in its eye?
The dog was blind in the other eye. So I wound up, they had to put the dog down.
I'm not a fan of yours.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's brutal.
I can't.
All right, Pamela's Benson, make sure.
All right, we gotta go.
That was bad.
Did ask.
Yes, we did.
For poor decisions.
Right, like calling that story in, for example.
That was really a poor decision to call that in.
Right.
No, but see, if we start judging these things,
we can't
then
judge.
No one's going to call.
This is true.
You have to judge that one.
It's getting really loud on the left side of this room. Let's just, you know.
I don't know whether to yell or to cry. It's mixed emotions.
I think you should
Can you yell and cry at the
same time?
I mean, shut the door.
That's
good
off. So, first of all, they wouldn't put it down today. Right?
No.
Like, they're blind dogs?
There's blind dogs, right. There's actually seeing eye persons.
It might depend on the owner.
Oh, dog Jesus. Around, yeah. That had to be so painful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right in the eye.
You shoot your eye out, kid.
Yep, exactly, right?
Yeah. We should try it, see how he likes it.
See, now the BB gun I had, you can even break a bottle at 70
exactly.
shots. It's like, ptink, ptink,
yeah.
ptink.
You need the pump action or the CO2 cartridge.
Yeah, no, I had the one pump Daisy. Yeah, well, that was fun. It was a spring.
Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, wifey.
Hello.
Hello. So I made a bad decision one time. I was 21. I
hey,
was
marrying me wasn't that bad.
I'm like, should I call that in?
Go ahead.
I didn't want to embarrass myself. No, I was 21. I was going out with one of my girlfriends one night, and she really really loved Rumplemintz. Do you guys remember Rumplemintz?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
No, what the hell is that?
There's your proof right there. It's a booze.
Explain it to Ashley.
Yes.
It's like a, it's not a liqueur. What is it? I don't know. It's
like mouthwash.
Like a peppermint
but
schnapps.
Alcohol.
You drink it. Yeah. All right.
Like someone put alcohol in mouthwash.
Like a peppermint schnapps. Yeah.
Yes. But stronger. Very, very,
very
strong.
Strong.
Very strong. Like the whole pack.
She loved it. So just imagine doing shot after shot after shot of mouthwash.
Oh God.
And so that's what she was doing in my car. And she wasn't driving, so she drank the entire bottle, not kidding, in my car in a very short period of time.
Oh, no.
So as we're approaching our friend's house, my car stopped, and she's like, oh, you got to stop. You got to stop. I'm going to barf. I'm like, okay. I'm going to pull over. She barfs all over my dashboard.
Ooh.
Like, lunges herself forward, barfs on my dashboard. Goes,
no, you ain't getting that out.
Yeah, it goes in the heater.
Yeah, it goes right down the vents.
That
smell.
That's
how you turn the heater and AC on. Yeah, it's Minty.
There's your friend. Right. Minty vomit.
Yeah. So no matter how much I cleaned, no matter what I did, it just smelled like barf and mint for like 3 or 4 months.
When I heard you were calling in a bad decision you made, I thought you were going to say putting a Christmas tree up in a house with two kittens.
Oh, they're having fun already, huh?
She was a screaming maniac last night.
Oh, they had fun yesterday. Yeah,
the cat or Jennifer?
Yes. Jennifer.
Oh.
The cats are having a great time.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, wow, mommy brought us a new toy.
A big toy.
And it's awesome.
With shiny stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. They're all
that
over
falls
there
and
climbing
breaks.
It.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
knocking stuff. We'll walk in the house, and it just there's just ornaments everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's when there's two cats they tag teaming.
Okay. And then, and then some of the ornaments are feathered.
Oh.
So
these like they're toys.
Like, birds.
Our toys are in here.
We know what to do with this.
Yes, we practice this moment.
I got home last night, and usually Chad lights the tree before I get in, and the tree wasn't lit. And I go and I say hello to him. He said, I didn't light the tree. He said, it's not looking too good.
I said, I'm not going near that.
Right.
That's her little pride and joy over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be, my fingerprints are not going to be on the scene of this crime in any way.
You know, when I had Monkey and Mr. Bo, I came home one time at an apartment, and I opened my door, and my Christmas tree was right there. It used to be on the second floor. They knocked it over the railing, and I opened the door, and there was my Christmas tree. And two cats, and they were like, Daddy's home!
Yeah. They worked together on
it. They did. They were so proud.
He'll love it if the tree's right at the door.
Oh,
when he
Whaley
gets home.
Sees this.
Yeah. All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
All right. Now, we have time for one more. You have any thoughts, Phil?
I think Tom's been holding the longest there on two.
All right. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
In Andover. Is that Andover, Mass?
Nope. Connecticut.
Great. Oh.
Just checking.
Am I right?
You best.
What do you got?
Just outside Hebron. I got two really good ones. Do you want both of them? Or just one?
The one you like the most.
Yeah, the best one.
Well, a friend of mine had come home from Hawaii, and he came home with a pocket full of recreational pharmaceuticals.
Nice.
That's one way to put it.
Recreational.
Good phrasing.
Yeah. So we ended up taking some and ended up in New Hampshire the next morning. And we were not only in the same state physically, but I was definitely not in a good state mentally. And the guys that I was hanging out with, one of them had clubfoot, and they were sitting on the front of the car with their shoes off. And I got freaked out because I figured the way that one of my friend's foots looked, that he was a werewolf, and I locked myself in the car for 8 hours.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
You're totally, totally tripping balls, huh? Good luck for your friend's self-esteem, too. The feet so bad, folks lock their heads in cars.
I don't even know if we could put her up on the podcast, because, you know, she's very...
Yeah.
Private. She didn't use a real name. She used a fake porn name.
Right.
What was it? Alexa.
Amber Lexington.
Amber
or something like
Lexington.
That. Yeah, that was it. Yep.
And so now Ashley comes in and says that folks on the Chaz and AJ chat Twitch room are looking her up.
Right.
They're trying to find porn with Amber Lexington in it, and you're not going to find it.
No.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's her street. Or what was it? The
name of her
first
pet.
First dog, first street.
And right. First street, yeah.
First dog, first street.
Yeah, I'm Rebel Bobcat, yes.
Chadwick Thornwood.
Yes. Rebel Bobcat over here.
It's a bobcat.
Robert, it's Bobcat.
I love true stories. I love stories like that, they're inspiring. It was like, it was sucky, then I got good.
Right. Yeah. High drama.
Yeah.
Good payoff.
A tribe member, good, a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Went through a tough time, and it got better. Joe from Stanford.
Hey.
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 Hey, guys. Good morning.
3, 2, 1. Goodbye, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was it Transformer? Was it noise?
When the door opens, you have to have a present.
Yes.
Or we close it.
Exactly, right. Okay. You got to pay admission.
What's in it for me?
Give me your present.
Don't have your back to us digging around in the garden.
Yeah.
It's going to lock you out.
He's trying to tell us the building's on fire.
No.
Damn it!
You have to assume when we pick up the phone on you that we don't care. So you have to work.
You gotta sell it.
Okay.
You gotta sell it.
We don't care. Hi, how's it going? I don't care. You are going to determine right now how it goes. Okay? How's it going?
There's a show promo.
I was writing that down, AJ.
I say this because I love you. I'm trying to help you get better.
Right, try to streamline it.
I know it doesn't feel like it.
You're busy, we're busy.
It doesn't feel like it, but I'm trying to help your life.
He's trying back now.
Right. Joe, hold on one second. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I got cut off.
Oh, that was you.
Stanford.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I never met that woman, and I want to cheat on her. My God, that was the most annoying story.
Really?
Yeah, I could just imagine her poor husband sitting at the dinner table listening to stories like that for 15 freaking years, driving anybody to kill themselves. Never mind cheat on her.
And, well,
it was 20 years.
Everybody has a different perspective.
You are the worst.
She must have been really hot, right? Because no one would put up with that shit.
Stuff. You can't say yes.
I got to hit the dump.
Yeah, button. Yeah. What's the matter with you, for God's sake?
She's very attractive.
What's the matter with you?
I liked her storytelling.
Yes.
I liked it. She has a good radio voice, too.
Absolutely.
Ashley comes in like,
What did
not,
she say?
That's not what you said.
She
by the way, are you leaking air?
Better be from your mouth.
Is there a hole somewhere?
It's a small room. It better be your mouth. You can fly across the room over here. Oh, she got catty? Did she get catty?
Yes. That's exactly what I did. I said you're catty. Yep.
The claws came out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
No, what
she just hissed like a cat.
No, she had the attention of all the guys for, you know, 30 minutes. So Ashley has to find something wrong with her.
I was not jelly.
Yeah, you come in, you're like, I don't know. I feel.
Hey.
Is there another leak?
Nope. You're much better now because the mic's down.
Okay.
Stop it!
Thank you.
Go for it.
I'll start singing.
No, Ashley comes in and says, I said, she was 10 times better than I thought. And Ashley says, I didn't like her cadence.
Her cadence?
What a weird thing to
keep.
What
the hell is a cadence?
She couldn't find anything else wrong with her.
Who says cadence?
Cadence.
What year is this? I say, cadence. I didn't like her cadence. Good heavens, the Germans are bombing us again. What the hell year is this? Cadence?
And by the way, have you heard yourself?
Jesus. Are you giving birth in here?
It'd be like me saying, you know, I don't like his hair. It's like, oh, wow, have you seen your hair?
Guess there's an emergency house, is there? I don't like her cadence.
Oh, jeez.
What the hell is a cadence?
You know, Ashley's fun, but I don't like her syntax.
I don't like her synapses. What the hell are we saying? I have no idea.
Do you know what any of this is?
I don't know what a cadence is. Now, I've heard the word, but I don't know what it is.
Really?
The pace with which she spoke.
Yeah.
Really?
She's a little
Did
slow.
You hear the confusion over the whole room? Like,
right.
What?
The cadence. I'll write that down.
No, normally what guys hear is, those aren't real.
Yeah.
I didn't. She had too many layers on. I would have looked, but I couldn't see.
And who cares if they're not? We really
don't. I care, because that's cheating. That's cheating. Mine sag. Everyone's are going to sag eventually. Gravity is going to get us all.
You're painting a rosy picture of yourself right now.
You're going to get a text in a little bit.
Yep, from Eric saying, I'm out. Right, that was some interesting cadence, wasn't it? Use that word from now on, cadence. Is that a name, like a person?
Hey, Joe, we know you're still there. We'll be right back. We have figured out a way you can enjoy the world-famous Pepe's Pizza and help kids at the same time.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yes.
Good.
When I say we figured it out, I mean the good folks at Pepe's Pizza have figured it out.
Right.
Good morning, Jennifer Bamonte Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Frank Pepe's granddaughter.
Yes.
Hi.
So what is the deal here with the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus toy drive?
I'll tell you. We the last time we were on your show, we were approached and we were asked about us being involved with the toy drive. And we jumped on it. We absolutely 100%. The team got together and we're making it possible. And we're putting up boxes in all of our locations in Connecticut of Pepe's.
How many?
Seven locations.
I like how she has to look at some.
I got to look.
Well, they keep popping up, you know. That's why.
It's seven.
Yeah, no, it's eight. Oh my God,
wait,
now it's nine. Yeah,
ten.
Right.
Nine,
it's like
nine,
sold.
20.
Right.
So we're doing that, and the last day of us collecting the toys is December 9th. So,
oh wow,
I want our customers to donate a toy. You get a $5 coupon. For every toy you drop off.
Nice.
Hey, guys.
Everyone you drop off. Wow.
Guys, I've waitressed there for 32 years. You know me. You know who I am. A lot of you do. I want the toys. You need to bring the toys.
Sounds like
you
a little
have
bit
bring,
of a threat.
A little
bit.
I'll find you. I know you live.
Bring the toys. The smiles on children's faces is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Was that threatening?
No, not
at all.
It was
a little
it was. Yeah,
bring a toy.
It was suggestive.
I'll find you.
It was the Italian way.
I think it'd be in your best interest to bring a toy to Pepe's.
No, it's with love.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Or we're going to love the hell out of you.
Very stern.
Yeah. Or my friend Vito will find you.
Right. And I'll love you in the back over here.
Vincenzo. Okay.
So I thought this was going to be, hey, if you're in the area. Drop off a toy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize every toy you get $5
for a customer.
Is there a limit?
No limit.
Wow.
No, because this is the thing we've been giving to our community.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
We've been giving to the community.
Smile with you.
Okay.
And
Okay.
No, but it's the truth. It's the truth. We got to give back.
But you can't bring like a 3 cent. Army guy, right? I mean, it's got to
be.
If that's
yeah.
what they could afford, yes, and we'll still give them the $5 coupon.
Wow.
Well, why would you? It's like
pen dropped.
You're going to regret that.
Uh-oh.
No, I can't do that to you. This toy has to be of some value, right?
Yeah.
Because if not, people will spend,
people are like that.
Not the truck. A few.
All
right. Right. There's devious people out there.
All right.
There's a few.
All right.
Okay. Right. We can name
them. And I don't want that to be, someone brought 80 cents and they got, a large pizza.
Right.
No.
Or,
right. Yeah.
You know what I'm
right.
Saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Right.
I should have talked to you about this beforehand.
Yeah, we should have.
But, okay. People
We're working
me.
Out right now.
People know me. I put things together on the air.
Yeah, no.
Exactly right.
All right.
So let's do this toy valued at at least $5.
At least match the coupon.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm getting a nod.
You should match the amount you're going to get.
You should,
but you'll know that the toy is going to the toy drive.
Exactly mm-hmm. right.
So you spend
for good stuff.
$20-$30 there. You actually donated $20-$30 to the toy drive.
That's right.
That's killer. That's killer.
Hey.
Help the community. You help your taste buds.
Exactly right. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Because there are people that buy the bag of Army Men.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Did you guys ever play with the Army Men?
Yeah, oh yes.
I
have.
Briefly.
Did Gary play with the Army Men?
Gary played with Army Men.
Right.
He had a G.I. Joe outfit. Are you kidding?
Wait, that he
would
wore?
Yes.
Oh boy.
No, he's okay. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Gary's looking down on us right now.
No, when you step outside, boom.
And you know what? And you know what else I found out too? With and my brother kept a lot of things close to his chest.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He also was very active with your toy drive throughout the years.
Yeah,
oh, no doubt.
You know? I mean,
I mean, honestly.
I was going through Facebook memories yesterday, and it was Gary coming to AJ in a box, bringing me pizza and a donation.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes.
There
and
you go.
He would show up at the toy drive.
Yep.
And we had Angelo on yesterday who did, who every year does private toy collection. He said Gary would show up at the garage and help, sort the toys out.
Yep. Yeah, you bring pizza and come over.
So it really feels right to have you here now.
Yep.
And have Pepe's be part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Look, thank you.
I worked with Gary for 32 years. We did.
Yeah.
And you know, when you work with family, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know? So, but for 32 years, we worked together. We loved each other. We really put a good foot forward with the business about making it thrive and survive. And what Gary did, he took it to another level. What he did, he went out into the community as we, of course.
Like an ambassador.
Every now. But Gary did it all the time.
Yeah.
Gary was out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why Gary's loved by, still loved by so many people, because he had a heart that was as big as, I don't know, life.
Rhode Island.
Yep.
Huge. Yeah. Texas. I mean, you know, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
If that doesn't tell you what donations can do, though, like, people remember that.
Exactly.
People will always remember that.
You know, it's just, well, hey, we're here. We're going to follow the legacy. We're going to continue to do it. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing. Jennifer Bamonte Kelly is here, Frank Pepe's granddaughter, announcing that if you bring a toy valued at least $5 or more, for every toy, you'll get a $5
coupon.
Right.
Coupon.
Yeah, how do you say it? Do you say
I don't know. Coupon.
I say coupon.
But some people say coupon.
Some people say coupon.
I don't understand
coupon.
That, no. Right.
There's no Q.
No.
No,
it's coupon.
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 Like coupon.
New Haven.
Coupon.
Coupon.
Again. I got this thing over here for the pizza.
And there's no limit. So you could bring enough to cover the whole dinner. It's not like bring 8 toys. We'll give you 5 certificates, but you can only use 1 here.
Right.
Right?
I would think, right?
Is that it?
Can't do it all once. Huh?
Like, you could only use 1 right now, like, and you got to keep coming back.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that they could use 1 $5 coupon every time that they go into the restaurant. They apply that to their meal. They could use it the regular way. They could use it, right?
Right away, yeah.
They could use it right away.
Right away.
Keep in mind, Kevin, I'm easily confused.
Yeah.
But I'm worse. So.
And he's worse.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that.
So, let's just say, here's a scenario. I walk in.
Okay.
I have 5 toys, right? Valued at least $5.
Okay.
I'll get 5 $5 coupons.
Coupons.
Right?
Yes.
Now, can I apply that to a $25 meal and walk out with just, you know, tipping? Or am I $5 during this visit?
Right. $5 one coupon at a time.
Should be that way.
Whatever, I will get back to you in like 3 minutes.
Right.
One coupon at a time.
Okay. That was even faster than 3 minutes. Yeah.
It's one coupon.
That's
at
still
a time.
Great. You have all these coupons now for the next couple pizzas you buy.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
You're all good. Right.
So we sorted it out.
We did all together.
You know what? That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was $5 for every toy, and then when you go into the restaurant, you give a $5 coupon towards your meal. That's what I thought.
One coupon.
Perfect.
That's what I thought.
One coupon.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
You're making out. Helping the kids.
First of all,
I would say, yeah, go ahead, take it.
This is why you have him over here.
She's talking about Gary's heart, how big Gary's heart is. Her heart's not far off.
Exactly right.
Same size. She's like, yeah, you bring 8 3-cent army men, we'll give you a whole meal for free.
Right.
But bring
a truckload, the whole place is yours.
Yeah. I own Pepe's.
Right. Well, we used to own Pepe's. Then we did this toy thing with Chaz and AJ.
Right. I don't know what the hell happened.
Somebody showed up in a pickup truck.
We just gave it away. Right. Just gave it all away.
That's how giving they are.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth. It is.
I heard, so there's another announcement going to happen right now regarding Pepe's. What? It's your birthday.
Hey! Happy birthday to you!
Yay! Oh, my God. Thank you. Happy birthday! Oh, my God.
I did not know.
All right, AJ, you're on.
Happy birthday to you.
Ashley?
Happy birthday to you.
Together?
Happy birthday, dear Jennifer.
Practice, boy.
Oof. I liked it.
I think I lost the filling.
All right, I'm crying.
I lost the filling.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, you heard it.
Wow. Thank you so much. Mm. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's like I'm 65 years old today. And going through 65 years of incredible life, incredible life. Yeah. And to be
very
here
blessed.
And to be, you know it, I'm blessed and grateful and humbled. But to be here on this day, on the first day of December, yeah. on my birthday, to be with you guys and celebrating the beginning of my day, talking about toy drives, talking about bringing smiles to children's faces, I'm blessed. Thank you so much.
I really mean it.
You know, we feel the same way. I grew up my whole life hearing about Pepe's, yeah. and now here you are. Yeah. In the room with me.
Well, isn't Gary's birthday come up too?
December 7th.
Right.
I was the first. He was the 7th.
Right.
Not in the same year. That'd be weird.
No.
That would have been a long labor. Holy crap.
It out a couple years first.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I don't think I'm done yet.
Right. She was testing it out. Yeah.
You know what's hysterical too is that Jennifer offered to bring us pizza today. We're like, no, just come.
Yeah, what we told her.
No, on her birthday.
I know, yes.
She was going to go in early.
I know.
Now, on your birthday. Ovens, make us pizza.
Tomorrow's good, though.
But yeah. that's. You want to know something? And guys, listen, and we don't care. We'll wake up 6, 5, 4 in the morning and do it. Look, Gary did it.
Yeah, he did.
My brother would wake up. This is something, too. During the holiday times, we would be home. My brother Gary would have to leave the house 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and he would have to go down to the restaurant and start the fire.
Wow!
For the next day, because we were
for
closed.
The next day.
Because Gary was the go-to guy for years.
I thought you were going to say he had to like pound the dough.
No,
whatever.
Gary made the best dough. You guys already know that.
Yep.
But you have to start the oven the night before?
Oh, Gary had to do it the night before. That's
the big
when,
oven.
That's when, you know, we didn't, you know, we were just like.
It's all the wood, you know, you're throwing the wood in
the
there.
Roselli's and the Vermonti's, yeah. you know.
But warming up the bricks.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot goes into it, yeah.
A lot. Even I remember my grandfather, Pepe, because we would have Thanksgiving with him. And my grandpa would have to leave, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we would take Nonnie home, and Grandpa would have to go down and start the fire. Always on holidays, that was it. You had to leave the family, and you had to start the fire. That's it. That's how.
That's something.
Yep. Hey, that's dedication.
And this is why, you know, the legacy lives on, because
exactly.
of that kind of family commitment.
Right.
And I want also, this is something like a hidden secret, but I'm going to share it.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of cool. It's a promotion, too. Okay. Being honest time. With you, it's a promotion. Okay. Frank Pepe, the spot, we also offer parties, like to hold your party there, business parties, Halloween parties.
Yeah, Halloween party. Go for
Halloween
it.
Party.
Why not?
Holiday parties.
It's so good. It's so scary. Yes.
No, but seriously, like any like business parties or whatever, one year I had my New Year's Eve party down there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
And it's not expensive.
You and a bunch of crazy girls.
Right. The ball drops on she.
Woohoo! But that was just, you know.
How cool are you if you bring your office down there for an office party?
Extremely cool.
Bring them to Pepe's.
Yep.
You're at the spot.
The spot.
So that's where Grandpa first started.
Right.
All right.
And at the spot.
At the spot.
Yep.
The spot.
The spot, right.
And with the oven is over 100 years old. And when you have a party down there, you don't just have a party, you sit there and you talk, you get involved. We have people that they make their pies. They go about and they're explained like how the pies are going to be made, the oven. They look at, they're explained everything by people. They have questions, we're to answer them. It's just a great time. It's fun.
Can we get a couple pizzas at the toy drive for John Cafferty?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear him.
I told Jennifer, we're going to have to go short here because John Cafferty's coming on at 9:30.
Right.
And she screamed, is he here?
Is that what that was? I heard something. I heard something through the glass. I wasn't sure. I was scared.
That's what it was.
Oh, oh my okay. God.
Ashley almost detonated her emergency whistle.
It's right. true. I go will on. Do it.
Ashley, yes. Ashley, when in the 70s, I used to listen to PLR all the time. And Stone Man used to be on, and he don't you remember? Oh, wait, there was a man also that would just left, not just left. There was Stone Man, and
there's a whole list.
Yeah.
But who was that? I can't remember the name. See?
I'm not going to help you.
No, you're not. he's getting back to me. So, he's getting me back.
There's Doc Rock, Bob Nary, Rick Allison. There was Eddie Wazoo, Gordon Weingarth, Wiggy.
Wiggy.
Wiggy. Okay.
That's it. Thank
feeling.
Thank you. I forgot about Wiggy. Yeah.
So many names.
It's a lot.
Legends.
They were all legends here.
Well, it's interesting that the station is, it's an icon in New Haven, and we're partnered with an icon in New Haven.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like Kismet.
It's really, it's a great pairing.
It's a great, you know.
Peanut butter and jelly we are.
Right. Shake and bake.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank
you. All right. I got to get John Cafferty on, or I can talk to you all day. Really.
We could talk.
We could talk.
Yes, we can. We're yappers.
Well, you're always welcome here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Always. Always.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the birthday wish.
Happy birthday.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.